7.
The American people don't expect government to solve every problem. They don't expect those of us in this chamber to agree on every issue. But they do expect us to put the nation's interests before party.
All right, bipartisan cooperation, the GOP backing my plans, not. I don't think so. The president with a State of the Union address. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney welcoming you to this version of America Tonight. Were you listening in your lairs, in the nooks and crannies across this great nation and beyond, to see if you could get a glimpse into what the next few years will be like from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Without a doubt, middle class was probably the word that was brought up the most in the hour-long State of the Union address. The president warning against tax increases, calling for $9 minimum wage, talking about companies bringing their business back to America, but leaving out a few facts and not talking about paying down the deficit. And that's a big problem because we're still stuck. We're stuck with ultimately that sequester and the automatic spending cuts that will happen on March 1st unless some other attempt is made to fix the problem, which means still no axe. They're passing the axe around and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So the biggest issue, I think one of the biggest issues, and the thing that's the albatross around our collective necks, is the overwhelming massive deficit. Because every year we have to go through jumping jacks over and hula hoops and tumbling. You get it. In other words, we're really stretching ourselves in different directions to talk about raising the debt ceiling, which means we're just adding more on. We keep doing that. We keep putting Band-Aids on. It's ridiculous, and you can't keep doing that. Anybody listening to me, and I guarantee there's some of you, people don't like to admit it, but somehow something happens and you get caught up in the credit crunch where everybody's offering you credit cards, somebody gets sick, something happens, you have to put it on credit, and before you know it, you are in debt way beyond what you can really pay off. And every year you're looking at the interest. You're paying extraordinary rates, and you're not paying down the bulk of what you owe. And nobody feels good about that. Well, as a nation, that's what we're doing. And this was the thing that really stood out to me that lacked in the speech. You know, Obama is a good orator. He can read off a teleprompter really well, seriously. He knows how to hit the key points that he needs to hit. But there really wasn't a lot of substance in this speech. I've looked at the text twice and picked a few things out. And I also, you know, watched the speech to see what I would pick out is, okay, being fair, here's three things that I thought were good. Here's three things that I thought were terrible. And then things that just didn't make sense. And he did what he does well. He stuck to his lane of emotion at the end, going for the big finish, which was guns, was talking about guns and people deserving a vote, at least on guns, even if people disagree on them and all that kind of stuff, and saying that people that support the Second Amendment want to hear that too as well. But I would say that not addressing the deficit, not talking about that, just the little subtle hints about the Republicans and working with the Republicans and backing his plans and put it on my desk and I'll sign it now, and talking about illegal immigration and saying we're already doing a good job and we're going to just continue to do that. We're going to have more boots on the ground and we're going to stop the entry into the United States, that kind of stuff. So there were a lot of different directions that the president took, but the main thing was the focus on the middle class. However, I don't see how any of what was talked about in the State of the Union was going to help the middle class, because The middle class is drowning in medical debt because now premiums have gone up. If you have a family, it's outrageous how much it costs to try to insure them, and the affordable health care hasn't helped that. It has helped pre-existing conditions, but it hasn't helped the bottom line of what you have to ultimately pay. So in creating jobs, that's another thing, creating jobs for the middle class. And what's happened with the unemployment rate? Well, the unemployment rate is not, it's pretty much the same. It's just been tweaked a little bit. We're not seeing many more jobs. Some people are getting extra jobs. Some people are able to make a living wage because they've strung things together. But what's going to happen when the military has that $492 billion in the sequester cuts? That means jobs are lost. Jobs are lost. The Navy is already trimming like nobody's business. Nobody's talking about this. But you're going to have, you know, you're going to have thousands of lost jobs. In Oklahoma, they're going to have 26,000 furloughs in Oklahoma. So the military will shrink up, but will also, as we're shrinking the military, the gist of it is the manpower. So we're shrinking the manpower. And where are the military folks who come back? Where are they getting jobs? Where are they getting jobs? I just scratched the surface, and I'm going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. I'll give you a chance to do that as well. If you want to throw in your two cents, it's welcome here no matter what stripes you are. If you're backing what the president's saying, you think I'm all wet and I want to hear you. If you think that I'm on the right track when it comes to the gist of the State of the Union address, that's fine too. Whatever your opinion is, 855-266-5283, 5283. And the tax increases is probably, in looking at everything that was said in the State of the Union address, it's without a doubt, it's the same thing. It's the same. We want taxes. You say cut spending. I want a bigger government. The government now is one of the biggest employers in our country. So Republicans are not going to give an inch. You heard one little slice there at the top of what the press said in his speech. There isn't going to be massive bipartisan cooperation in this second term. And are we going to see more tax increases? And are we going to escalate that deficit? Are we going to see deficit spending go up? I don't think that the Republicans are going to give in on that at all. The rebuttal to the State of the Union would be Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who we're going to let you hear next, coming up around the bend. His response, the Republican response, he said that the president, one of the first things he said is that the president needs to abandon his obsession with raising taxes, and that the president has shifted the nation away from a free market economy and those kind of principles that have helped middle class families achieve prosperity. But the gulp, reaching for a glass of water, was the thing that people are really hammering Rubio on. Plus, Rand Paul had his own response for the Tea Party. Coming up on the flip side here in America Tonight.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Address, which, by the way, most of it focused on the economy, the middle class. Like I said, there was a bit about guns and making sure there's a vote no matter what. At the end of the speech, all the highlights were covered. There was a laundry list of the familiar things and familiar themes. Immigration, that was brought up and whatnot. Also combat and women making equal pay. You know, here and there, there were a little sort of like platitudes about what we've done and here's where we're headed and that's why this nation is great and that kind of thing. The response was interesting because, of course, the feast for the Republicans would be on what we didn't hear, as I already mentioned, the deficit, and really where is this pie in the sky money coming from and how are we going to shrink government, because isn't that what we have to do, or we're going to have to tax more, and why are we constantly asking for more taxes? Here's what Florida Senator Marco Rubio had to say when he delivered his Republican response.
The major cause of our recent downturn was a housing crisis created by reckless government policies. And the idea that more taxes and more government spending is the best way to help hardworking middle-class taxpayers, that's an old idea that's failed every time it's been tried. More government isn't going to inspire new ideas, new businesses, and new private sector jobs. It's going to create uncertainty. More government isn't going to help you get ahead. It's going to hold you back. More government isn't going to create more opportunities. It's going to limit them.
All right, so too much government, not good for the middle class, Rubio's main push in his message. He was number one on Twitter for a while because of the gulp he took and the problems he had wiping away sweat during his rebuttal from the Speaker's conference room at the Capitol. At one point, the gulp that he took was after he reached out with his left hand and took a small swig from a water bottle, and that got massive, like I said, tweets. And then Rubio came back and later tweeted a photo of the water bottle. So the jury's out on Rubio. Some people said feel as though he did okay. Did he look presidential? No, I don't think he looked presidential in the delivery of this rebuttal. Although an interesting side fact, even one of the networks mentioned it, and I thought, wow, that's interesting because I remember this. The only person to do a rebuttal and end up being elected eventually as president was Bill Clinton. So how about that? Where this can be an area to highlight your strengths, it doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, you're on the bench for the Republicans. A lot of people are talking about you. You have the credentials. You're young and you're 41 and you're new to the game and you're from a family that came to the United States from Cuba and you're Latino and all this other stuff. So here's 50 different reasons why you're top on the list. But I don't think he proved that he's presidential in this rebuttal for the Republicans. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, on the other hand, really had a lot of people tweeting and talking about what he had to say. He did a separate Tea Party response, and he basically just flat out said, listen, both parties have failed the voters because we've driven up the deficits to crazy amounts, trillion-dollar deficits, and that Washington acts in a way that your family never could. My point, which we always say, is talking about the credit cards. And can you imagine if you were allowed to just do that, just keep running it up, push it up, push it up, push it up? Well, the answer is no. There's a big smackdown, and it's usually called the major crisis in your life when you get to that point. So here's Senator Rand Paul.
What America needs is not Robin Hood, but Adam Smith. In the year we won our independence, Adam Smith described what creates the wealth of nations. He described a limited government that largely did not interfere with individuals and their pursuit of happiness. Demand Washington change their ways or be sent home. To begin with, we absolutely must pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. The amendment must include strict tax and spending limitations. The president does this big, oh, woe is me, over the $1.2 trillion sequester cuts in spending that he endorsed and he signed into law. Some Republicans are now joining him.
All right, so Rand Paul comes out pulling his own punches, not afraid to take a big swing, and talking about the thing that was so absent from the speech is, geez, that sounds good. Ooh, that sounds good. But that it's all about reliance on government, and even in making that case that we could generate new jobs without raising the federal deficit, of course, is ridiculous because that's what's happening. You know, you can say we need a smarter government, we don't need a bigger one, and we're going to fix, like at one point he said something about, here's where we're creating jobs, and we have 70,000 bridges that need to be fixed, so there we go again with, let's fix the bridges and the roads, and who's paying for that, where are we getting the money, and we're going to see everything tick up. You know, the jobless rate now is almost 8%, it's 7.9% in January. And the economy actually shrank in the final months leading up to 2013. So, you know, this conversation about how we have really swung around, I don't get it. People must be living in a different world than I'm living in. It's kind of like watching an episode of Fringe where they have the duality world where you're seeing the same, here's Manhattan in this world and here's Manhattan in this other world. And in Manhattan, in the one world, it's bleak and dark and nasty, and it's almost like a military state. And in the other Manhattan, everybody's free and happy and doing what they normally do. So that's what I think the State of the Union was about. We're living in dual worlds. And so I don't know this world that the president's talking about, but it's not the one that I think most of us are in. Billions in new spending. Billions in new spending, and including a minimum wage hike. Sounds great, but where's that money coming from? Where are we getting the money? What I love the best is Ted Nugent was asked, because he was there for the State of the Union, and, you know, the whole reason why is because everybody was gearing up for a whole bunch of conversation about guns, that we were going to hear a whole bunch of things about that, but really not so much. More pointing out the green ribbons honoring the Connecticut victims, which I thought was great, and everybody was wearing them and pointing some people out that whose children had died because of a mass shooting or because of a shooting by a gang member in Chicago. But Ted Nugent, I think, also was thinking that we're, as many people did, that we'd hear a lot about guns. And really, there wasn't very much about it. And what he said afterwards when he was asked by somebody is he said it was a yawn. And he said, I'm so glad somebody's going to bring about world peace and save the children. He was a guest of Congressman Steve Stockman, a Texas Republican who's talked about impeaching Obama over his gun control proposals. But this wasn't the gist of what he had to say in the State of the Union at all. It was about so many other things versus guns. Guns only came at the end, and there wasn't necessarily a massive push about that, just saying we have to have a vote, we have to do something, that kind of thing. Obama did also, by the way, I'll throw this in, he did say that he would direct the cabinet to come up with executive actions that we can take now and in the future to reduce pollution and prepare our communities for the consequences of climate change and speed the transition to more sustainable sources of energy. So Ted Nugent said to that, thank God he brought up global warming. I was starting to get concerned. So you knew that was going to come up. He mentioned Joe Biden and some legislation that he had come up with 20 years ago where climate change was concerned. And that kind of fell out there, and there was some tepid applause. And then that was it. But we've heard this. You could go back and re-rack everyone from Clinton, maybe even before that. Well, yeah, before that. And you'll hear about how we're going to have these amazing cars that are going to fly around on Crisco oil in the near future and whatnot. And, of course, we have not seen any of that. It's always part of the discussion, always. All right, coming up on the flip side, you can throw in on State of the Union, but we're also going to talk about California and the hunt for Christopher Dorner and the wild turn that it took. Coming up on the flip side.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That cabin is still too hot for anybody to make entry. There has been nobody located inside of that cabin. Until we have confirmation, A, that a body was located, and B, that that body belongs to Christopher Dorner, the Los Angeles Police Department is going to continue on with its high-profile protection detail of our officers. Recovering bodies out of burned buildings, as you may know, is very difficult, and it's difficult to identify the remains of someone in a building, and that could take days or possibly even weeks to do a DNA analysis or a forensic dental analysis, depending on the condition of the body.
All right, that was the commander out at the scene, Andrew Smith, and we're talking Big Bear Lake, so how about that? I really thought he was trying to throw people off the track, but they were right in the end, caught up with Christopher Dorner at a cabin, you know, snow all over the place, and he was holed up in a cabin. Apparently, he was also holding a couple for a while, and the cabin was then set on fire earlier in the day when the officers descended onto this cabin. They were yelling at him, basically through one of those megaphones, and trying to get Dorner to come out. There was a gunfight, and another officer was killed. Then there was also a single gunshot heard from within the cabin, and the cabin then set on fire. So they believe the body of Christopher Dorner is inside. He certainly has been America's most wanted man over the last week, and the way it would have ended would be with his death and the cops on his tail surrounding that cabin. He is believed to have killed, as you know, four people And the people in Los Angeles have really, really been on edge, wondering what was going to happen next. And there were police officers on a hit list that were guarded. And, you know, here we are, this resort town about 80 miles outside of Los Angeles, ending with the cabin on fire. And it was broadcast live all over the place. And this was happening when the president was in the middle of his State of the Union address, by the way. So you had television helicopters. You had a fire burning, giant trees, you know, in the background and right there where the cabin was. And they still don't know, as you heard the commander say there, whether or not it's that Dorner's in there, although they certainly believe that. If he's a magician, a Houdini, maybe he could find a way to evaporate out of a house, but I seriously doubt it. How would he have gotten out? That would be the question. Was there a tunnel underneath? Was there a way to do that? I don't think so. And, boy, that would be one unbelievable story if that was the case. So we assume that he is charred up, gone in this cabin. And after they got that report of the stolen pickup truck, and they went to and saw the burned-out truck, it turned out that that was ultimately that was the right thing for them to do, to pursue Big Bear and to climb all over the place and try to find him. The man who is believed to be Dorner, by the way, never came out of the cabin, as I said, and it ends up with a single shot heard inside, then the cabin up in flames. But there was crazy conflicting reports about whether a body was inside after the fire, and that's why you heard the commander say that it would take a while to do this and to prove and to go through the records and everything else. But I don't see how that's possible that he wasn't in there. And there was a report that there was a body that had been seen in the rubble of the fire of the aftermath, but they kind of shut that message down. So what a way for this thing to end, and including with yet another death. So four altogether. Wow. Unbelievable. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Talking about Dorner and that craziness and what ultimately happened, seems like happened anyway. And also State of the Union address, Marco Rubio. And on the Tea Party side, Rand Paul, the response, the rebuttal to what the president had to say for an hour, talking about the middle class a lot. That seemed to be the biggest word. Not very much about guns until the very, very end, demanding that there be some kind of a vote because we owed it to the people whose families had been victimized by people with guns. Let's go to Don in Texas. Hello, Don.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I thought I would give you a little bit of an insight there to what I see in the party right now, the Democratic Party.
Sure.
And that is like giving your child your credit card. Do you really think the child cares what goes on your credit card? Absolutely not. The government doesn't care what the money is spent for. It's not their money. It's somebody else's.
Yes, it's your money and my money, our taxes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's how you have to look at it.
I agree. I say it's our own. I mean, think about it. I have bills that come in every month. Don, you have bills that come in every month. What do we do? Do we just, if we get a million credit card offers, do we just pretend that we have all this money in the world backing it up and that we're going to hit the lottery and we keep putting everything on credit? And that's what it's like.
Well, that's exactly what it's like. And that's what the government's counting on. Raising of the wages right now. What does that do? That increases the taxes.
That's right.
That the government collects, okay? This is a vicious cycle that they're running, and as the taxes go up, of course, they're going to spend more money, and more money.
Yeah,
they don't have to worry.
That's right, but you and I have to worry, because that's more money on top of more money that we have to pay for other things as well. So ultimately, we pay the price for it, and it is the middle class that kept getting brought up that pays the price, which is so funny. Oh, we're going to make it better for the middle class. But that's the group, especially, that gets squeezed.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to pay more taxes, more insurance, and we got a nice... do you realize that if they increase it $2, how much more the taxes are going to be, how much more the insurance is going to go up? What are we left with? We're actually taking home less money than we were at the current minimum wage. So you're going to force prices to go up, cost of living to go up, and everything else, you know, we got less money to spend. So we're going to see more bankruptcies, just a bunch of nonsense. And on the Dahmer thing, I got to see a little of that, and I feel sorry for the officers that were involved.
Mm.
They actually did everything they could to get him to come out. He made the decision not to come out, not them.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part to it.
Yeah.
He's a mental case, and mm-hmm. he might have been able to be treated and granted confined. But, you know, these officers and what they have been through in the families, I really do sympathize with the people in L.A., especially the people who lost their family members. I'm talking about the police officers that were killed and relatives that were killed, as well as the stress that all of California suffered through this. This has been a nightmare for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been a nightmare. I agree with you, Don. Good call. Good call. Call us again. He's right. It has been a nightmare for everyone in L.A. We had one of my pals, Ann Martin, on last night and said that that's all anyone was talking about. You know, I say that there's common denominators that we all have. You get into an elevator, and what do you talk about? Somebody, you're going up, and somebody looks at you and says, oh, hello, and geez, how about the weather? It's so cold, it's unbelievable. I could barely find a place to park, and I had to walk across an ice sheet, or it's so hot, I feel like I'm dancing on the sun, or whatever it is. But this is all anybody in Los Angeles was talking about. They were scared to death, and they were also scared that the police were wired so tight because it was tough for them. They were concerned about the hit list and the families because of ultimately what happened with one of the families, with the daughter and the fiance being killed by Dorner. What a sad, sad thing for the retired cop to have to hear, to get that phone call, and then to get the phone call from Dorner himself, basically saying that, you know, this was revenge, and it's been awful for an entire week. Thousands of cops on the hunt for the former Navy reservist since he launched that campaign to get revenge against the Boys in Blue at the LAPD for his firing. He threatened to bring warfare to the officers and their families. And he brought warfare because that's what happened with blockades all over the place and people wearing vests and protecting the 50 cops and their family. Ultimately, the long, long search at Big Bear Lake, because it was tough, 600 cabins, houses to go through and try to pick up a trail of Dorner. So there he was at Big Bear Lake. That's where they found his pickup truck last week. That was last Tuesday is when they got the report of the stolen pickup truck and all that stuff. And then ultimately a couple days later, where the truck was abandoned on Thursday, and then the description of Dorner and what people were seeing happening and the pursuit of him and a shootout and then being holed up in this cabin, and the fact that one more officer died and another is expected to live but is undergoing surgery. So there were also people that were wounded, and that Big Bear Lake mayor felt awful about the deputy's death and also the wounded colleague of the deputy, and said, you know, we're grateful for what they're doing to help our families up here. Dorner never came out of the cabin, and the rest is history. Ultimately, they'll officially say that it was his body, and this whole nightmare is over, but the aftermath for people certainly isn't. Like the first victims, Monica Kwan, a college basketball coach, just 28 years old, and her fiance, Keith Lawrence, and they were shot in their car in a parking lot garage near their condo in Orange County after the Super Bowl, having no idea what was going on, and getting the phone call, the LAPD captain, the former captain, Randall Kwan, who represented him before the disciplinary board, and being shocked that his family was ripped apart that way. Hey, remember, you can always hit us up at americatonight.net. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
That there were so many other important things that are going on. Darn it. Why do we have to have the State of the Union address and the crazy gunman, Chris Dorner, the hunt for where is Chris Dorner, and in the fiery cabin in the mountains in California, still waiting to know whether or not officially that is his body? Because there were some big things we could have really focused the show on, like the Westminster Dog Show in New York. A 5-year-old Affin Pinscher, I never even heard of that breed of dog, Banana Joe, edged out a 20-month-old English sheepdog to win Best in Show. Does anybody know what an Affin Pinscher is? I'm going to have to look this up. I have no idea. I've never even heard of an Affin Pinscher. It's probably cost $5,000 for that kind of dog. You know, the well-bred dogs. I'm a middle-class chick, so I have mutts. I have a golden retriever that looks like a golden retriever, but I have a feeling that the AKA certified whatever father mated with a feral hound. But luckily, Mahalo passes, just barely passes for a retriever, but certainly wouldn't with the highfalutin crowd at Westminster. And then there's this other story, too, that is really big. I don't know that I will ever be coaxed into taking a cruise. Carnival cruise, what is going on with that? Passengers are starving to death, and then they're fighting each other, clawing each other for food when they get food. When another cruise ship pulls up and they fling some food on board on the decks, then people line up, and I guess some people were trying to hoard food, grab 3 and 4 sandwiches because they're starving. They say they have poop running down the walls of the ship. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to describe that. Is that the worst? And people are going to the bathroom in baggies? What? It's like camping. Camping on Carnival cruise. You just don't know what's going to happen. They say it's a shanty town in the Gulf of Mexico. They have terrible ventilation and non-functioning toilets. Whew. I don't think anyone's ever going to talk me into a cruise. Plus, they were supposed to stop tugboats were taking them into I have to laugh, into port somewhere in Mexico, but instead that's been moved to Mobile, Alabama. So now they're going to be on the boat longer. They're going to be on the boat until Thursday. They're going to be on the boat till Thursday. I mean, I hate to say it, but it'd be like a great diet plan because you're starving to death, you can't breathe, you can't go to the bathroom, and you can't stand to even be on that boat 2 more seconds. You're hot, you're impatient, people are hoarders around you. That is a nightmare. I mean, that is a nightmare. Then this happened, this other big story happened, and this was all because, by the way, the cruise ship, the engine blew. And because of that, the fire in the engine room, I guess they're just not prepared for those kinds of things. And so that's why they're ended up in this situation and having to be pulled in and whatnot. So moving along from the cruise ship to the Olympics, the wrestling got the big old axe at the Olympics because it was low in a bunch of categories, including popularity with the public at the London Games. Wrestling is done. No more wrestling. They're not going to do wrestling at the Olympics? That's, I don't know. There's something not right about that. Wrestling has been around for so long. Cutting it out? That's like when they cut out softball. It's just not right. So, no more wrestling in the Olympics for now, anyway. If you were interested in that. And also this, the Pope, you know, he resigned. So who ultimately is going to get the job of the next Pope? It's strange because they haven't had to play this out for 600 years. They are really taking bets. No joke, I double-checked on that. They're taking bets all over Europe on who the next Pope is going to be. And there are two from Africa that are the odds on favorites. The American popes, and there's really only one, Dolan, who could possibly even be named, and his odds are like off the charts, like a gazillion to one, seriously, like 1,000 to 1. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. So Kevin writes, Kate, watch the State of the Union address. I felt compelled to do so, wanted to see if I would hear anything new. I'll be honest with you, I am a lifelong Democrat. I'm sure your audience is quaking at the thought of that. But I'm really considering chucking my Democrat card. Seriously, I don't understand what Obama is saying when he keeps saying the same things. We keep hearing about more jobs, but yet we don't really see more jobs being created. We keep hearing about proposals to do this and to do that, and these are things that we heard about for the last couple of years that never, ever take form. After all, he's not the legislative body of these United States, and maybe that's the big problem. I give him kudos for one thing, and that would be the new steps in reducing the military, with 34,000 American troops withdrawing from Afghanistan within a year. And he also took a swing at North Korea because, as you know, you mentioned on your show, the nuclear test they did. And he said that those kind of provocations will only isolate them further. But I'll be curious as to what kind of sanctions could possibly take place, among others, that would cause a block of North Korea. So maybe he did still come up short there. I'm rambling now, but I enjoy the show, Kev. So we move from Kevin to Joe in Illinois. Joe says, State of the Union address, since he won election, Obama, I don't understand. Kate, you are a smart lady. I think his speech was pretty good. I'm going to give him, in fact, a B. He talked about that there has been progress, but we need to build on it. He talked about immigration and specifically mentioned the problems at the border by saying more boots on the ground and not letting people cross in illegally. I thought that was pretty good. And then he talked about increasing the minimum wage to $9. It would be the first increase in 6 years. In 6 years. I say bravo, Obama. And I think other people are just ignorant to what he's saying because they flat out don't like the man. That doesn't include you, though, my darling. Still love you. Bye. So, thanks, Joe, I guess. But see, here's the problem. Yes, minimum wage. If you say, great, we increase it to $9, that would be good if we had balanced budgets and we had the money to do it, but we don't. We keep going back to the same thing. Where are we paying for it? Where are we paying for it? It's the money's not there. This is, we are a credit card nation. We are buying everything on credit. We cannot do that. And it's not just, you know, it's not Republican rhetoric. It's really what it is. If I went up to an economics professor and who didn't have any politics, who knew nothing, was not involved in politics at all, and said, here's the numbers, here's the sheets, what would they tell you to do? How do we survive in the long run? There's no way you can keep running those kind of deficits. It's just the truth of it. It really is. But I respect the fact that you're backing up the president, even though I disagree. I thought that he did what he does well. He delivered the speech the way he delivers all speeches. But the economic blueprint, I think, was abysmal. I couldn't see any traction that we could find anywhere in what he was saying. I couldn't see it. He did do one thing, and taking a page out of what I would say I think politicians have to do, is why don't politicians ever say, you know, sorry, we can't do everything, we're not going to be able to do this. He said the one line where he said, Americans don't expect government to solve every problem, but they expect us to forge reasonable compromise where we can. But that includes you, Mr. President.
Throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.